They will be with you for a few minutes, coming from the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4, fourth chapter of Ephesians. And we're focusing on one verse, verse 13. But I will read from the 11th verse. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. I have read the 11th through the 15th verse. May the Lord bless his word, and let us pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this great word. This is your word, Father. Yes, I thank you as a vessel just to share for a few minutes about you and how you would have us to act. Yes. Be with me, Lord, and bless me in Jesus' name. Amen. The topic today is the mission to make a Christian matured community. Christian maturity. In this passage, Paul shares a few character traits of mature Christians. As we look at this, the greater book of Ephesians, we see that he is writing to a church that he loves very much, that he prays for, as in is encouraging them to be united in ministry, be united in faith. He has let them know that gifts have come from Christ to help them along with their journey. Amen. Verse 11, again, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edification of the body of Christ. In other words, Christ has given the church everything it needs to fulfill the mission, for the members and the saints to grow to be mature Christians. Verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, to build up the body of Christ, to mature the saints, is the reason that we have anointed positions to help us. And this is why we come to Bible study on Wednesday. This is why we come to Sunday school on Sunday. This is why we come together in groups to study the Word of God, so that we might grow up to be like Christ. And that verse 13, there's several things. There's very few times I've just preached from one verse, but today will be one of those days. Till we all come in the unity of faith, of the faith, and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We know that Jesus Christ is the foundation of the church. As Paul shares with the church in Ephesus, that the makeup of the church is not exclusively for the Jews and not exclusively for the Greek, but to all who come to Jesus Christ. But the church has gifts that have been given to it to help the members grow, to help each one of us grow in Christ. God does not want us to remain babes in Christ, but want us to grow in Christ. And there's four things from this one passage that I want to highlight today about mature Christians and what this passage says about it. The first one is mature Christians establish unity of the faith. Mature Christians establish unity of the faith. And that comes from that first part of verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith. He is sending people to instruct us. He is sending teachers to teach us till we all come in the unity of the faith. Let's look at the opposite of unity. Let's look at disunity, which is the result of biblical ignorance and spiritual immaturity. We act out sometime out of ignorance, but we come together to learn more about Christ and to apply Christian principles to our daily lives. If we don't learn, how can we know? How can we grow? All we have to do is look earlier in this fourth chapter to see something about unity. Let's look at the first verse of chapter 4. I therefore, and this is Paul talking, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. So if we're going to be mature Christians, we must be united in faith. Hebrews 11:1 tells us that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Why must we understand our faith? Number one, if we understand our faith, it will help us with our personal testimony. How can you tell somebody else about Christ if you don't have faith in Christ yourself? If you can't answer the question, why do you believe in Jesus Christ? There might be something lacking in the faith. It is the faith that binds us together as brothers and sisters in the Lord. Another reason to embrace our faith is that faith allows us to look beyond the faults of others in order to minister to others. You know, in a natural sense, we like to look at people and say they put themselves in that position themselves. They went there, so why should I help? But we have to understand that if it was not for the grace of God, that might be us. We might look at those who are in need and walk away like they did when the Samaritan helped the individuals, the other individuals, the clergy. They kept on walking on by. Because they had contempt for the man who needed help. But faith allows us to look beyond the faults. Faith allows us to look at our enemies, not as enemies, but as brothers and sisters in Christ who are confused. Faith allows us to help without even seeing who we are helping. Till we all come to the unity of faith. God has given us individuals that will help us along this faith walk, along this faith journey. So mature Christians establish unity of the faith. The second thing that mature Christians do is they embrace knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Come on.
And that comes from the second section of that one verse. And of the knowledge of the Son of Jesus Christ. Let me read it all. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, who is Jesus Christ. Mature Christians embrace knowledge. We want to learn more about this faith that we are in. We want to equip ourselves with the word so that we can get through the tough times of life. To embrace means to welcome, to cherish, to love something. The four Gospels and these letters in the New Testament explain who Christ was, why he came, and what he did, and what he is doing today. That's a good foundation, and that's a good start, but we need to seek to increase our knowledge about Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
To some, this word are just object lessons of how to act. Mm-hmm. I want to live moral, so I will follow the Bible. I want to live responsibly, so I will follow the instructions provided in the Word of God. But where is your heart in learning about Christ?
Come on.
A lot of people have the capacity to learn, but how can they apply what they've learned in their walk with Christ? There were 10 lepers who sought Jesus, heard about him, learned about him, were touched by him, and were healed. But yet only one was spiritually changed. Just because we have an encounter with God does not mean that we are spiritually changed. Only one came back and said, "Thank you, Lord." Only one realized that the source of his healing came from the Son of God. The other 9 were restored to their natural look. They had to get back in action. They had to show folks that they were healed. But one was changed beyond the physical. One was changed all the way to the heart condition. He had a heart for Jesus. So knowledge is one thing, but how does that knowledge change you? How does that knowledge affect us? 9 others had the opportunity. They knew who Jesus was. They had heard about him. No, they didn't have the tools of technology like we have today. They didn't have search engines. They didn't have computers in their pockets. They didn't have GPSs. They didn't have all the social media that you could let people know what's going on. But they heard it through the grapevine that Jesus was somebody who had healed so many. And only one was changed. Only one was changed. And come to the knowledge of the Son of God. My first day in college, when they had the big assembly, the speaker looked at us and said, "Only one of 3 will graduate." He said, "So therefore, look to your left and look to the right." He said, "One of y'all are not going to graduate." Thank God the people I sat beside, all 3 of us graduated. But what he was saying is you could learn all the knowledge. You can learn about things that we try and teach you. But to qualify for that diploma, you've got to go the extra distance. You've got to apply the learning. You've got to do something with that learning. Not everybody who starts out saying that I will follow Jesus ends up following Jesus. Some will veer off the road. Some, even when they find out more about him, will say to themselves, I can't go there.
Right.
I've got too much going on to follow Christ. But that's where maturity comes in. Once you're mature, you do better. You know better.
Yeah.
And you embrace the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Jeremiah 3:15, I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. That's part of my job.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Is to feed you with knowledge and understanding. In the Old Testament also, Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge.
That's right.
Because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of God, I will also forget thy children.
Uh-huh.
Some learn, but reject what they learn. Okay. Some want to cherry pick what they believe and what they don't believe.
Okay.
But mature Christians knows that this all comes together in totality. We know a lot about knowledge, about growing in knowledge. And that growth begins when the truth enters our heart. And that truth is Jesus Christ. The knowledge is just not for the pastor and the preacher. It's not just for the Sunday school teacher. It's for all of us together. But how can we grow to maturity if we don't embrace the opportunities to learn more about you, Lord? What progress will a child make if he only goes to school one day a week?
Tell it, Pastor.
And how long will it take that child to graduate? Forever. Knowledge comes through hearing, knowledge comes through reading, knowledge comes through studying. Here at Beacon Light, we seek to empower you to grow through prayer, study, and fellowship.
Yeah.
Even Paul, as smart as he was, Paul was very smart. Mm-hmm. Paul was very anointed. Paul had the academic credentials to fall back on because he had it like that.
Yeah.
He was smart. He was a Pharisee. Uh-huh. He sat under the best teacher and learned. But here's what he said in Philippians 3:13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things that are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So somebody who was as knowledgeable as Paul, even he was humbled by the prospect of learning more about Christ.
Yeah.
And he embraced the knowledge that came with learning more about Christ. Third thing I want to lift up is mature Christians exhibit spiritual maturity. Mature Christians experience spiritual maturity. That kind of sounds oxymoronic, because how can you be mature if you don't have spiritual maturity? But you got to say it anyway, amen? That comes from the next section of that passage in 4:13, unto a perfect man. Again, let me read that all. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. That means a mature person. We all know that none of us is perfect in the sense of the word perfect, but that speaks about a level of maturity, that we are getting closer towards God. This means that we are strong in faith because we have been tried and tested. It means that we are strong in belief because we have seen God at work. It means that we trust God and are not afraid. We take the word as the word because we are mature enough and have been through enough to know that when the writer says the footstool, the enemy will be your footstool, that we know what they're talking about. You know, the enemy can either be your stumbling block or your stepping stone.
Yeah.
It can be your footstool. It depends on your perspective. How many slow down and get stopped because they see the enemy as an obstacle, as something they will stumble over. But you know what? In my experience, those very things that can cause you to stumble can cause you to rise and be the best that you can be. But it takes maturity to get there. It takes having to have gone through the hard knocks in life, to have been knocked down but have gotten back up. It is okay to be knocked down, but just don't stay down. Amen? I once watched a rigged boxing match. And the person was going to get a guaranteed money anyway. So he had no vested interest in getting beat up by the champ. So the first time he got hit, he acted like he was knocked out. He had no interest in the fight, but he had interest in the paycheck that came through the fight. We have to ask ourselves, where is our true interest? Is our true interest in living for the Lord? Or is it just knowing the facts? Is it just knowing the knowledge? But can we apply that knowledge? Are we brave enough? Do we have the audacity to apply the knowledge we learn through faith? Do we have the audacity to believe that God can do it when the doctors say that he can't? Do we have the audacity to say that God can do it when we get laid off from work? When it looks like we've been knocked down, but can we get back up and say, Lord, won't he do it? Can't you do it for me right now? Do we have the audacity to believe in God when others want to pick God apart? Do we have the audacity to put our faith in Christ when we cannot see Christ in the physical? Do we have the audacity or the maturity to believe God's word is his word? If you do, then you are on the road to maturity. Isaiah 12:2 says, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Some do not reach maturity because they get stuck in their present situation or their past experiences. David did not get stuck when he sinned with Bathsheba. But he repented and put that behind him and became very effective as a leader. Sometimes we get afraid of present situations that it paralyzes us and we can't go any further. Where is our faith? So mature Christians exhibit spiritual maturity. And the last point, number four, I want to lift up is mature Christians enjoy the fullness of Christ. Enjoy the fullness of Christ. And that part is unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God into a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Stature. That's the status that is gained by growth. It's gained by development. It's gained by achievement. What is our spiritual stature? The fullness of Christ. We know that the body should be worthy of the head. Ephesians 1:22. Paul's talking, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head of all things to the church. That's what Christ is. The head of the church. All things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So if we are the body, if we are the body, then we seek to grow up to the head. Amen? Amen. And that's what verse 15 says in Ephesians 4. But speaking truth in love may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual work of the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Unity. Unity comes through Christian maturity. Here at Beacon Light, we seek to empower you to fulfill your ministry goals through discovering and developing and using the spiritual gifts that God has given to each one of us in the body of Christ. And as each Christian functions in the gifts that God has given us, and each member grows up in Christ in maturity, the body enjoys unity and becomes spiritually mature, more like Jesus in his fullness. We go wrong, my brothers and sisters, when we forget to put Christ first. We go wrong when we deny that he is Lord. We go wrong when we fail to take opportunities to embrace him and learn more about him. But it is one thing to learn more about him, but it's another thing to do like him. All these lessons we learn, all this reading we do, all this gospel we understand and appreciate is here to develop us, to grow us, to become mature Christians. And once we become mature Christians, we can be like verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive us. It means that once we become spiritually mature, we are grounded. We will no longer be susceptible to the flim-flam artists preaching the gospel. We will no longer be susceptible to those who tell us one thing but do something entirely different. We will no longer be susceptible to listening to every doctrine that comes our way, trying to figure out which one we want to be in, which one we want to worship, which one we want to reject. We won't listen to the garbage that comes our way, but we are spiritually mature on Jesus Christ. Once we become mature, we become more united. We become fitted together better, and we become mature or perfect, as Paul would say, in growing up to the head. But to be mature takes a lot. And this is just a synopsis here, coming to the unity of faith, the knowledge of the Son of God, the perfection of mankind, and the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ can be obtained. It is not easy. It is not an easy road. But if we take it step by step, we will get there. You know, whenever I travel, especially long distances, driving long distances. I don't look at the destination I'm getting to, but I focus on the steps along the way. Because eventually I'm going to get to the destination. Eventually I'm going to be that mature Christian. But there are steps it takes to get there. And as you travel, you know that there are certain rest areas you like to go to rest for a little while. You know that there are places that you need to stop off and grab something to eat. Because if you've been on the road long enough, you know this might be your last chance for 58 miles. You know that there are places that you might need to spend the night because you can't make it in one day. You know things like this. You plan for where you're going to get gas, where you're going to get filled up. You plan, plan, and plan. And guess what? Eventually, you will reach your destination. So if we take our Christian walk like that, quit focusing so much on the destination, but enjoy the journey. Enjoy the process. Enjoy the growth, knowing that you are getting closer and closer and closer to where God wants you to be. And there's a danger in looking at the final goal.
Come on.
Because if Paul had looked at the final goal, he would not have had the humbleness to say that I count not myself to have apprehended. I am confident that Paul was saved. Paul had a seat at the table with God, but he didn't act that way. Because he knew there was much work to be done. He knew that he still had to grow in Christ and to be an effective minister and to write a majority of the letters in the New Testament. He knew that he needed to keep on learning, keep on striving, keep on his journey until he could not travel no more. The mission, Christian maturity. How mature do you want to be in Christ? I think this passage might help us a little bit as we go along this journey to help us understand. It's just not showing up, but it's getting into the Word and it's learning more about Christ and applying what we learn. Applying what we learn. God bless you. The mission of Christian maturity. If you want a mature community, it starts with us. Amen. 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 Amen.